Wonderful to see all your faces and your bodies and the rest of you here as we worship God together today. Our call to worship comes from 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 47. Here's what God's word has to say. The Lord lives. Praise be my rock. Exalted be my God, my rock and my Savior. Let's come before the Lord God in prayer today. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to gather together. And that seems like a very simple thing that has become very much a challenge in every way. But Lord, what a beautiful thing it is for two or more to gather in your name, Father. And we're told when that happens, your presence is there. And Lord, we want nothing more right now than to experience your presence in our lives, Father. So Lord, we invite you to be in this place, for this place to be your throne room, Lord, that you would inhabit our praise, our songs, as we open up your word, that you would work richly in our lives today, Lord. We don't want to just fill a pew. We want to be filled with you, Lord, today. So, Lord, we ask that. And we pray for this church, Lord. We pray that you would work mightily. Give us the opportunity to minister, even in this strange environment that we find ourselves in. Give us opportunities to share your truth and share your love with others. We pray for our community with so many who are in such difficult situations, Lord. I just pray that you would be with them and give us the wisdom to help as you make it possible, Father. Lord, we lift up our country, Lord. And Lord, we just ask for your peace. We ask for the peace that passes understanding, that the love that that we receive in you would go throughout this country. Lord, we want it to be here on earth as it is in heaven. And we know it's not always like that and very rarely like that, Lord. But that is our desire, that the joy, the hope, the peace that we have and we will enjoy in heaven, we could experience here on earth as well. Lord, we thank you for who you are, and we give you praise because you are a mighty God who is worthy to be praised. It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray today. Amen. Well, just a few announcements to share with you guys. I know most of you guys have been here now for a couple weeks. We're getting kind of good at this. You guys all know where to go and stuff like that. So, again, we are continuing to do our best to make sure that when we do worship together, we definitely want to worship corporately, but we want to make sure that we do that as safe as possible. And the reality is, what we don't know probably outweighs what we do know. So we're trying to be as safe as we possibly can. So we've taken a lot of steps around the church to try to limit exposure, to make sure that we are as healthy and safe as we possibly can. So just a couple highlights. As far as masks go, I know I see as you guys entered, everybody has a mask. We're asking that when people are entering and leaving the building, that everyone wear a mask. That's with a lot of people moving around. That is a time where germs can be spread. The only other time during the service we really want to require you guys to wear a mask is when we're singing. That we're told that is one of the quickest spreaders of germs and airborne stuff. So when we're doing announcements, when we're doing the sermon, when Ingrid's playing beautiful music, if you're comfortable, feel free to take your mask off. If you're not comfortable taking your mask off, by all means, leave it on. You can leave it on while you sleep. That's fine by me. Again, we rely. Listen, this is a thing that is. Feels like it changes every day, doesn't it? Like the information that we get. And here's what I will tell you. And we have a number of our deacons that are here. We talk probably at some point every week about what's going on, how that impacts our church, what is the best way for us to do what we're doing, to worship God and to keep the people that God has put in this church and in this community safe. And we want to care about both of those things because we think God cares about both of those things. So we're talking weekly about this. We understand that these are guidelines. These are not from God's word. But we are endeavoring to do our best to provide a safe place where Jesus Christ can be honored and glorified. That's a hard balance to find, and I admit you, and I realize that there are people who are all over the place on how they feel about this, and guess what? I am too. There are days I'm like, oh, this doesn't seem so bad, and then there are other days like, oh, no. So, listen, I can admit to you that there is no perfect way to do this, but I can tell you that those who are making these decisions, we realize that. We are also doing it very prayerfully and very thoughtfully. So I know the deacons, and I do want to say they have put in a tremendous amount of time, as have many of our committees, in making sure that we're doing as best as we know how. So thank you guys for your help with that. We do really appreciate it. And we are glad that we are able to meet together, however it looks, because all of it glorifies Jesus Christ. A couple other announcements to share with you guys. Night of Prayer is going to be continuing for the foreseeable future. Each Wednesday morning, I email out the updated prayer list. If you have anything that you'd like to add to the prayer list, or if you have any updates to the prayer list so we can keep it fresh and make sure that the information that we're getting to you guys is the most up-to-date information, so we're praying well. Please make sure you call the office. You can email the office, email me, and I will make sure that that gets updated. If you can make sure you get it to me by early Wednesday morning, I'll make sure that it gets updated and sent out to the people. I know many of you have been praying incredibly faithfully, and we've seen God work in incredible ways, even as we're praying from our homes, and that's a cool thing. Also, our study of the book of 1 Peter is continuing each Wednesday. We're putting up a brand new Bible study on the website. We finished the book of Titus in the spring. We're working through 1 Peter here over the summer, and we'll see where we go from here. The website, and we've been working really hard to keep that updated, has a lot of information for you guys. The sermons, if you can't make it to a service, we are still recording the sermons like we were before we could actually meet together. We're still recording the sermon, so if you can't make it, you can still see me. I'll be wearing something different, and you can compare the sermons. You could decide if I'm better when I get a bunch of takes, or you know, after I've had a little bit of practice. So we got Ingrid's Ministry of Music is up there, the announcements, all that kind of stuff. We've been working hard to keep the website updated and to keep as much information there for you guys as well.